Welcome to your teaching and happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend as we are moving on now to continue with our teachings on ancestral healing. So last week you would have looked at your mother and father healing. And just to say, you can repeat that process of the descriptions and the process of forgiveness and compassion and acceptance with any member of your family, whether it's grandparents, even siblings, aunts, uncles, etc., cousins. And do that in your own time, of course. And you can build those things into your family tree as well that we would have done in the class on Sunday the 15th of August. So today we were going to talk about a thing called bridging questions. So this is trying to get to the root of something that may be wrong and maybe has been passed down specifically to you from somebody else that was going through something. So what we're doing in this is we're looking at something that's quite prominent at this time in our life. Maybe it's a fear. So it could be, I'm afraid of being on my own. Okay. This is a big one for people. So I have a fear of being on my own or ending up on my own. I have a fear of letting people down. I have a fear of not being good enough. I have a fear of like an actual phobia. So like I have a fear of dogs, or I have a fear of, you know, a particular type of food or something like that. And then it could be just, you know, other fears that you have. So what I want you to do in your notebook today is to write down something that's quite, you know, prominent in your life. Like maybe you suffer with anxiety or panic. So it's like, I feel fearful all the time, or I feel anxious all the time. I feel panicked all the time. Perhaps it's like, I feel really blocked in my career path. I feel like I'm never making headway in my career path. It might be, I'm never able to meet somebody in a relationship. It might be, I'm always broke. I never have money. I'm always in debt. It could be, I can never lose weight. Okay. So I'm giving you a wide variety there. So I'm hoping something will resonate with you. So what you're doing is you're writing that down. Okay. And you're writing it in one statement. Don't like one specific statement, just a few words long, one sentence. Okay. So let's take, I fear I'm going to end up on my own as one. Okay. What you're going to do now is you're going to write bridging questions. Now, these questions are going to be questions that you're going to, you know, make up yourself, but along the lines of what I'm going to do. So I fear I'm going to end up on my own. The bridging questions that would be, do you know of anyone in your family who ended up on their own? Okay, so it could be, for example, like, say, your mother, your dad died and your mother was left on her own. It could be somebody in your family that you can relate to that never met somebody and ended up on their own. It could be somebody that, you know, maybe was more introverted and always was on their own. Okay, so you can just try and look through the course of your family. I am sure you will find somebody who has something similar. So for example, go back to that expression of I'm always broke. Look at anybody that may have had financial difficulties. Now these people can be alive, so it could be like people in your life currently. If you can go back and see if there was anybody in your life previously, you know, who has passed on that may have similar attributes. So who in my family felt alone, or who in my family was alone, okay? Then another bridging question could be around whether they spoke about that or not. So why did they feel like they were on their own? I'm going back to the money one, like why did they feel they were always broke? Did they speak about it in the sense of like talk about how they felt, that they felt lonely, or did they not speak about it? So what you're trying to do here is you're trying to see, is there any unresolved issues within the family line? You might find a trail of loads of like women or men in your family that ended up on their own, felt alone, went through financial difficulties, never got their career breaks. You might see that a lot, okay? And you might be find yourself not being able to initially not be able to relate to what I'm saying, in the sense of like, oh god, I don't know anybody like that. But if you really sit down and you look back at these people, like you will find it somewhere there. Okay, if you can't find it, don't worry, go maybe to another sentence or statement and then look in the family around that. Okay, what we're really doing here with these bridging questions is that we are trying to see where the pattern started. Or sometimes, say, for example, you're worrying about being on your own and you look back and you say, God, my grandmother was on her own. Her husband left her. Her husband died when she was younger. Whatever it is. And then you're like, I'm feeling that. What we could start to see is there's an unresolved or unhealed aspect in your grandmother. Maybe she's alive or she's passed over. And for whatever reason, it has come down and you are now experiencing that. You will not necessarily experience these themes in the exact same way as somebody else. So they may have, like, say, had somebody die and they were left on their own. You may be in a situation where you keep getting into bad relationships, for example, or you can't meet anyone, or you're afraid to meet somebody, okay? And what you do is when you start to see the link between, you say, okay, well, this doesn't belong really to me now. This belongs to them. This energy belongs to them that was unhealed. So for me to accept that, perhaps the fact that I'm not able to meet somebody, or I'm not able to like earn the money I want, or get the job that I want, or anything like that, is actually, there's a blockage there that's been passed down. You see, ancestral lines carry down things through the generations, because it's the family conscious or the family energy that also needs to heal and clear. So other people will carry this stuff down. And, you know, you might be the chosen one in your family to heal that particular issue. And that can feel really difficult, by the way. Like, that's not something that's easy to digest, of like, why do I have to go through this to heal this? Why do I have to be the one that has to go through all of this stuff? Who knows? Okay, there's no point getting stuck in that. It just is as it is. And I think one thing that I've learned with ancestral healing, because I've had moments of like, oh, for God's sake, like, I've already had to deal with this issue or that issue. I don't need another 10 issues to deal with. But for whatever reason, this is what my soul has chosen. This is what has been chosen for me to do. And I know that the result is going to be better for me in my future. So, like, I just got to go and do the work, okay? And I have to say, when you do actually do this type of work or any type of healing on yourself, you do start to get better results. And you will look and say, that was really difficult, but it was so worthwhile. The other thing that will happen to you is that when situations that are difficult happen, you'll be able to understand why they're happening. You'll be able to understand the reasons, what they're connected to, and what can eventually heal within you to allow you to move forward. So any difficult events that I've had over the last year and a half, and there's been quite a few, and actually a lot since I started doing the ancestral healing, I have had like great insight into understanding why they've happened. And that has brought me huge comfort and peace. So even when things would be really difficult, I would have a sense of, I know this is going to sound really weird, but like exhilaration. I'd be like feeling the clearing. I'd be feeling the shift. Like, it's amazing. And I'd be like, no, I understand what this is for. So it's kind of like when you see things from that aspect, obviously you're going through something that's difficult or painful or, you know, stressful or whatever it might be, even minor stressful. But you're like, I understand it. So you're starting to see it from a completely different viewpoint. And then it just takes away that awful feeling. And I really, like, I'm talking from personal experience now with this stuff. Like, so, and I know things are different for everybody, but I just think the rewards for all of you who are showing up to do this work at the moment are going to be huge. Like, that doesn't mean you're not going to have to do work. That doesn't mean you're not going to have to go through difficulty to get to where you want to be. But the result is going to be amazing. And I can nearly guarantee you that. So anyway, for today, that's what I'd like you to do. I know I've given sample bridging questions, but what you're trying to really do is say, this is how I feel. So say, for example, you're like, I'm always panicked. I'm always anxious. I feel paranoid a lot of the times. Look out into your family and say, do I know anyone else in my family, or even asking people in my family that suffered with anxiety, that suffered with panic? And perhaps it's just, it was never healed in them, so it was passed down the generations and I'm dealing with it. You will often see in families, especially with anxiety, that like a parent will be particularly anxious, or a grandparent will be, the child is, and then the grandchild is, and it just gets passed down. It's amazing. Because we're all feeling things. And I talked about this back at the very start of our teachings about, like, before the point of conception, before the sperm and the egg meet, the energies in the prior 3 months in particular of what was going on for the parents at the time before conception is in their egg and their sperm, okay? Also, the energy that's within them, if there's fear-based stuff, if there's trauma, that's also in their cells, which is therefore in their egg and sperm. And when the child is formed in terms of the comes together and forms the embryo, what you see then is they're fusing both of those together. So even prior to conception, the energies of both parents are going to be going into the child. When then a woman is pregnant, you know, it is so important that they're aware of like what they're thinking and how they're feeling, because the child is also feeling that. Now, we are human. We are not going to be able to protect children from absolutely everything. Otherwise, there would be no growth and no evolution happening and having to ascend and having to learn and all those kind of things. But it's just about the fact that stuff from our parents was passed down to us, and stuff that was prior to even our conception was passed down to us. And this is how it happens. And this is how we end up in the situation we're in. And this is why ancestral healing can clear all of that. So I hope that helps, and I look forward to talking to you really soon.